right, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Ask the Pastor, where we seek to give biblical answers to life's questions. And I'm so thankful for all of the questions that people are submitting. Once again, you haven't let me down. You've given me some in-depth questions, and I've really had to think and pray and search God's Word for answers. And so let's go ahead and get started. The first question for today says this: Pastor, I was reading through the book of Jonah, and I became curious in terms of repentance that the city of Nineveh experienced in response to the word of God spoken by Jonah. My understanding is that the people of Nineveh were obviously not Jews, and that's correct, they were not, and therefore did not practice any of the sacrifices for sins or any of the Levitical practices that God directed. The Bible speaks that they did repent. They fasted, and they dressed in sackcloth and ash, and that God spared the city and the people. That's all correct. More research in the New Testament, in particular Matthew 12:38-41, where Jesus states that the men of Nineveh will rise up in judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah. My question is, what was the nature of their repentance, and what did that work in terms, and how did that work in terms of salvation? And am I to read that they were credited with righteousness because of their faith, so that at the judgment day they will be in a position to condemn those who did not repent? Okay, first of all, I don't know that I'm answering anything here, but more I'm going to affirm what this person has said. Of course, we think about the narrative of Jonah, the reluctant prophet who God had to have swallowed by a large fish to bring him to repentance, who then goes to Nineveh and he preaches. And of course, as our listener said, the people, the whole city repents. And so the question is what was the nature of their repentance? And did their repentance lead to salvation? And the answer is yes. As a matter of fact, the repentance of Nineveh is one of the greatest revivals in history, especially the greatest revival in the Old Testament. They heard Jonah preach, and they repented, and they turned to God. And so, of course, God would reckon their repentance, their faith and repentance, to righteousness. And so they genuinely repented unto salvation. And so, again, that answers that question. But then this person asked the second question as it relates to Matthew chapter 12, verses 38-41. And the Bible says that Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation to condemn it. Now, why does the Bible say that? Because the generation of Jesus's day had a clear understanding of the gospel. In other words, more light was shed to them than was shed to Nineveh. But yet they are rejecting Jesus. They're rejecting the light that they have, which is a more progressive light than the Ninevites had. And the Ninevites, who had a dimmer light, they repented. But you who have the full light, unwilling to repent. And so the Bible says that on the day of judgment, the Ninevites are going to rise up and say, listen, you guys, basically, we had less light than what you have, and we repented. You have the greater light. You have the very preaching of Jesus, and you still didn't repent. And so their lesser light will condemn the greater light that they had. So their punishment is going to be more severe. Why? Because they had a greater knowledge of the truth, but rejected it. Okay? So thank you for your question, and I believe that answers your question. All right. Second question I have for today says this: Pastor Blake, what is the difference between John 20, 21-23 and the day of Pentecost? It seems symbolic of the day of Pentecost with Jesus breathing on them. But Jesus did say, receive the Holy Spirit. So did they not receive the Holy Spirit when Jesus breathed on them? If so, then what was the day of Pentecost? Also in verse 23, is Jesus talking to the disciples or is he talking about the Holy Spirit? Did he give the disciples power to redeem others? And again, the person expresses thank you for taking the time to answer their question. Well, let me just say it's my privilege. Thank you. Thank you for submitting your question. Let me get over there to John chapter 20. And let's look at this passage. So the person asked the question concerning John chapter 20, verses 21 through 23. So let me read that. Here's what the verse says. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." And so, first of all, let me just say here, Jesus did not bestow upon them the Holy Spirit at this time. You remember Jesus said earlier in the Gospel of John that he had to leave so the Comforter would come. So the Comforter, who is the Holy Spirit, is not going to come until Jesus leaves. And so the Holy Spirit did not come on them at this moment. Simply what Jesus was doing was using a symbolic expression. He breathed on them. It was a symbol of the Holy Spirit who would come on the day of Pentecost. And I think you suggested that in your question. So yeah, you got it right. They did not receive the Holy Spirit at this time. It was a symbolic gesture of the Holy Spirit who was coming and who indeed did come and indwell them on the day of Pentecost. And then this phrase, "And Jesus said to them," after he breathed on them, "If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold the forgiveness from any, it is withheld." Now, it appears that Jesus is saying that the apostles have the power to forgive or to withhold forgiveness. But when you look at this passage in the original language, the Greek text, it's written in the passive voice. In other words, it's not the apostles who are doing the forgiving and or withholding the forgiving. It is God who's doing it. Okay, they are just passive agents. So they have the job of preaching forgiveness in Christ or unforgiveness if you reject Christ. But it's actually, they're the passive agents. It's actually God who is doing the forgiving or withholding the forgiveness. Okay, not the apostles. So again, great question. Thank you so very much for your question. Well, one last question. Hi, Pastor Blake. As I read John 8:31, the verse states, "So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed, 'If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and the truth will make you free.' But then later Jesus says to them, 'You are of your father, the devil.' So the person wants to know, why did Jesus change his tone towards them?" Well, when we look at it in context, the answer becomes clear. So let's get there. John 8, verse 31. And again, the question is, why does the Bible say that they believed, but then Jesus said they were of their father, the devil? Well, the simple answer is because their belief was not genuine. It was false belief. And let me show you how the context of the verse tells us that. So here's what the verse says, John 8:31. "So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him." Now, if we stop right there, it seems like they were saved. But we have to go on and read. "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Now, that offended the Jews because they didn't think they needed to be set free. So they answered. These are the same people where it says they believed. And they answered, "We are offspring of Abraham." Here's the tone. They're offended. "We are the offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say we will become free?" So they really weren't believers. They believed in Jesus intellectually, but they didn't trust in Jesus by faith because they didn't even believe they needed to be saved. That's why Jesus says in verse 44, "You're of your father, the devil." Because even though they said they believed, they didn't believe they needed to be saved. And Jesus says, "Yeah, you're really your father, the devil." And so, you know, Jesus didn't change his tone towards them. Jesus knew their heart. Even though they said they believed, Jesus knew they didn't. And he pointed that out by confronting them with their sin. And when he did, they got offended. And Jesus said, "Yep, by your offense, you're proving that your father is the devil." Folks, I can't tell you how much I'm blessed by your questions. Again, I hope God blows this thing up, not for our glory, but for his. Because I do believe that, you know what, we don't try to dance around and give fuzzy answers. We get straight to the point. We give you biblical answers. And so thank you. I pray that you'll encourage others to subscribe. Please share. Point others to our YouTube page. God bless you. Keep sending in your wonderful questions.